You're listening to a highlight from the Yishai Fleisher Show on Voice of Israel.
Hi, everybody. This is Eve Harrow, Rejuvenation, ending tonight's show with someone who's worked at Follett for a long time, Jacob Richman, developer of educational websites, who also just is always like coming up with these wonderful things about Israel to share with the world. So, Jacob, thanks so much for coming into the studio.
Thank you for having me.
With me today. So a little bit about yourself.
Well, where are you from? I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York. The accent's still there.
Uh-huh.
Been in Israel now.
New York.
I've been in Israel now for 30 years. My parents originally from Israel. My mom's side is five generations Jerusalem.
Wow, that's great.
My father's from Haifa and Tzfat, and his parents came from the United States. And like I said, my mom's side, my great-grandfather is Pinchas Gruyevsky, who was a famous Jerusalem historian from the 1800s.
So you come by this honestly. Your love
something
of
like
Israel
that.
And the Jews.
I have good background.
It's in your genes.
Yeah. And I made Aliyah 30 years ago. I moved to Jerusalem, and after a couple of years, I moved to Ma'ale Adumim. I've been in Ma'ale Adumim now for 25 years, and I develop educational websites. I run Ma'ale Adumim's English community site. I run a computer jobs in Israel list for like 22 years.
Mm-hmm.
Do a little bit of everything, but my main focus is developing educational websites, ranging from learning Hebrew to learning English, Jewish quizzes, all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
The main website, jr.coil, connects you to everything.
Right. So if you've been doing this for, let's say, 20 or 25 years, that's really when like the high tech or the computer stuff's gone crazy here in Israel.
When I made Aliyah in 1984, I basically went looking for a job, and I couldn't find anyone to help me find a job, so I created my own job list back in the
So that's so Israeli.
Days.
Like, if it's not and there, make it.
Make it. And actually, that led to, later on, the creation of ACI JobNet, which I developed.
So now you help other people find jobs.
I help other people do jobs. I have a computer jobs in Israel, CJI, which has been around for 22 years, which is focused on computer jobs, and this is volunteer stuff. In terms of Olim, I try to push Aliyah. I have over 10,000 pictures of Olim on my website. Also, I have like,
whenever the Nefesh B'Nefesh flight
lands,
I know you post it.
Getting up early in the morning and taking the pictures, and people like it. And it does influence people. And some people actually said that the pictures really helped them decide that Ma'ale Adumim pictures, a couple of thousand.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. So, but the educational websites, some of my main sites is for learning Hebrew, like 1,200 phrases to learn in Hebrew and with audio. Jewish trivia quiz is something fairly new that I have out there also. I have sites ranging from diabetes quiz, 400 questions, multiple choice. And it's one of many sites. Basically, before holidays, I have what we call JR Hot Sites, which like 20 days before every holiday, I update all the sites related to the holiday. So right now, I just updated the Lag BaOmer sites. And then I update Shavuot. Then I update whatever holiday is
coming up in the future. So updating what? Things for people to do in Israel?
No, it's basically resources. Whether it's pictures, whether it's educational websites, whether it's videos. In the past, I had for Yom HaTzmaut 400 videos about Israel.
Just to draw people into the spirit of the day,
in whatever way
they can.
Yeah, and I get a lot of feedback from people, and based on their feedback, I create other websites. Meaning, people ask me, where do I find this on the internet? Either I find it, or I then try to create it if there's a lot of demand.
So I'm interested in the educational site for learning Hebrew, because one of the difficult things, of course, in moving to Israel and making Aliyah is there's a whole new language to learn.
Right.
And very often, people who've been here a long, long time, even longer than you've been here, still haven't quite mastered the language. And language is really the key to entry into a society.
Right.
So how do you do that?
So my one of my sites in Hebrew has 1,200 phrases based on topic. There's transliterations and translations in English, Russian, French, Chinese even.
Amharic? for what? The Ethiopians? Amharic?
I didn't get up to that yet, but it's 1,200, and I had to hire translators for every language. The audio is very sharp and crisp. It took a person in the studio that knew how to read. And it's a popular site because, again, it has Jewish topics, it has day-to-day topics in Israel. A dictionary, I also have a dictionary site by topic that you can look up groups of words, whether it's colors, whether it's Shabbat, whatever.
Right, associated with a certain topic, right?
I have a site with over 400 signs you see in the streets in Israel.
Well, that's important. And don't park here is an important
something
one
like,
to
well,
know.
Well, it's beyond don't park here, you know. There was one sign in Tapia which very cute. Don't park here. If you park here, you're taking a chance. Okay, it's sort of like a threatening type of thing, but it's very cute. And it's there also. I have a site about the alphabet. From beginners all the way up. And a lot of people use it and visit it.
Did you charge for that?
No, it's all free. There some of the sites, there's some Google advertising. There's some Google advertising, which basically covers a little bit of the expenses. I have to work more on the making money part than the volunteer part. That's my own personal thing that I have to fix, let's call it like that.
That's a lot of us in Israel is at what point, like you want to do something for the Jewish people, you want to do something for Israel. On the other hand, you have 24 hours in the day and you have to make a living. So how do you cut through that?
Some stuff like the stamps. I used to collect stamps, so I decided to scan in all the new stamps. And every quarter, Israel puts out new stamps, and people doesn't know that there's really nice stamps that the Israeli government puts out, educational stamps. And once a quarter, I put them up, and there's like thousands of images of stamps on my website also.
I think maybe with email now and computers, people just aren't sending as much many letters.
Well, it's
so
not
people
the
aren't
sending
the
letters. It's just that there's an educational side to the Israeli Postal Service that many people don't know.
So
they go into
the
Postal Service. They buy a stamp.
Yeah,
they
give
don't
me a
look
book
at the
stamps.
Stamp. It looks plain. But every quarter, they just put out a bunch of stamps, one for Israel Yom HaTzmaot in terms of the Memorial Day also, a whole slew of topics. And
personalities
biblical
also.
Stamps. Before the holidays, they come out with beautiful stamps for Rosh Hashanah and things like that. And people never see them. If you live in the United States, even in Israel, and you don't go to the post office, you don't know about it. So this is one of the shticks that I put out pictures of the stamps and people like it. And I put out a flyer that comes with the stamps. I'm on a subscription service that explains in English and Hebrew the background to the stamp. So teachers use it and love it because simply no one else is doing it. So again, I try to fill
a void.
So you're
into the educational part of it.
Yeah.
And people are still collecting stamps like in the olden days?
There are people collecting stamps in the United States more than in Israel. But it's not as popular as it was back then. There was no internet, so you did more things that you could meet people, trade stamps. Today
it was a real social network. Then
it was a real face-to-face social network, and I'm on all the networks, whether it's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, all those addresses that anyone wants to connect with me on the bottom of the page of jr.coil. And it's a short domain. I got it back in the 90s, before they closed the law that said you can't get a domain less than three letters. So I sort of grabbed it and said, I got it.
IBM would have been a biggie then.
Would have been a big deal. So I also have j.coil, one letter, but JR is my main one. Again, I get like hundreds of emails a week, which I try to answer people. And again, either looking for something where I point them out to my hot sites, which is a couple hundred links, pages of links. Or I actually sometimes I create a site based on what a teacher or a student or just anyone.
So anything you're creating right now with the summer coming up in the couple minutes we have
left? For
the
English Hebrew Dictionary, I'm creating a new topic. I'm thinking whether I should say it or not. But okay, I'll give it away.
Okay.
But someone else may grab it.
So exciting, Ben Preston.
Many people that are going for job interviews or thinking of looking for jobs, there's a whole vocabulary in terms of employment, in terms of recruiting, in terms of interviews, in terms of what to ask for. And there's a couple of places on the internet with a couple of words here and there. So I'm going to take a large amount, trying to get over 100, 150 of terms, and put it out there with English translation, transliteration, with nikud.
So to facilitate people
hopefully soon
jobs.
That'll be up on the English Hebrew Dictionary, which again, you can reach through jr.coil.
That's great. Look, we have a lot of people who want, you know, who get people inspired to come and live in Israel. But there's a bottom line, which is you have to have a job. You have to know the language. You have to be able to live on a day to day. We're not floating around in the sky. So Jacob Richman, thank your guy, you know, one of these people filling in those gaps on a very, very practical level with your personal experience itself to help people make it here. And okay. That is just wonderful. So everybody, Jacob Richman, jr.co.il. And it's like a portal to all these different things, these exciting things. And I appreciate you coming in to the studio. I wish you well. And I hope you're inundated in a good way.
Thank you very much.
Because of all the people that want to learn about Israel and how to manage here on a day-to-day. Okay, this has been Eve Harrow, Rejuvenation. Thank you to Ben Bresky and to Elizabeth. Take care, everybody. Catch you around. Bye for now.
Voice of Israel, your source for news and views on everything Israel and the Middle East.